Thank you very much indeed. Now, listeners, there are inspiring individuals all around us every day, and you're hearing some of them this morning. And we have another one for you to meet now. And he has been the organiser for many years of a wonderful show called Cork's Got Talent. The show was on the day after St. Patrick's Day up in the Radisson, and it went very, very well. How well, he's going to tell us himself. But can I welcome Mark O'Sullivan, a wonderful and a generous man, to the programme. Otherwise, some may know him as Fanta. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Fanta.
Denise is here with me. We're doing very well. And more importantly, you did very well last Friday night, Mark.
Yeah, I suppose. Look, it's been the best show so far. It's been the best show where I can see, talent-wise, it's been the best show. Down Syndrome kids were the huge winners on the night as well. So,
Mark, tell listeners, I hope you're sitting down, tell them how much money did you raise through you and your committee's hard-working efforts?
Well, we raised, we're giving the cheque tomorrow in the morning, and we're at 12,000.
Jeepers.
12,000. Do you hear that, listeners?
Goodness me, well,
you heard
done,
right.
Guys.
12,000. Mark, congratulations.
That's fantastic altogether.
With it. And I suppose, look, you could do something, you could make that money doing something else, but I think the advertising that Down Syndrome Cork are getting out of it, and what they're, there was kids ride with in limousines, and they were up on the stage, and they all got to go dancing and singing.
Fabulous.
And I suppose, look, it was a huge night for Down Syndrome, for families of Down Syndrome kids. So,
so was it a very joyful kind of an event? Mark.
Great family night. We had over 720 people, I think, sitting down. And I suppose when you said committee, the committee was my wife, Linda.
Well done, Linda.
And I suppose Linda O'Doherty and her husband, Chris, that was the committee, really. And my two sisters, huge help. And my wife was, I suppose, look, she does the amount of work and with all the money and everything.
Well, you do a fair bit now yourself.
It is a big undertaking, really, and you know there's a lot of work in it, but certainly that amount was outstanding.
Yeah, and I love the way, Mark, that you get the children involved in it as well, because it could be just one act after another, but the fact that you get the children involved makes it a very special night for them too, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, we had him up on stage, and I had two lads co-host. I tell you, they give Anton Deck a run for the money. Mike Clifford and Edward Stack, they're two absolutely fabulous guys, but they really took it over this year. I'm worried about my job now.
I know the feeling.
I don't think there's any danger there.
Not at all, Mark.
Listen, we on CRY just want to add our congratulations to, I'm sure, the many people who said it to you after the event, and our own Jerry Murray and Anne were there. Congratulations are in order there, and thank you, and good morning to Jerry and Anne. They have a lovely programme here on Friday evenings after myself. Mark, it was a sellout.
Yeah, look, it was a huge sellout, and I suppose on the day of the show, there was residents at the hotel looking for him, but we fitted them in.
Great.
Do you know, there's an old saying that that says, if you want something done, ask a busy person. And I know that you are normally very busy, and to undertake this with help and raising 12,000, it's just something else. Well, it is a great achievement. Well done.
Hopefully, we might have 13,000.
Oh my goodness me!
And up to 12,700.
And Mark, did you have any sponsorship? Or did all this money come from individuals, or was there a big sponsor helping you out?
We got GE Healthcare where I work. They were the main sponsor.
Well done.
Well done to everybody there. Well done.
Yeah, but look, everybody. What we had so many prizes. What we did was, instead of having a raffle that went on for an hour, we had a raffle that lasted 10 minutes. All we did was we had 12 big, huge hampers. Mm. Had a bike from Rocker Sports.
Oh, lovely.
And we had a beautiful holiday break. And so everybody that won in that raffle won a hamper worth €400.
Oh, wow.
Fabulous, yeah.
That is brilliant. Sure, Mark, you're after providing such happiness for people, and we all need it now, as Denise said earlier, coming out of the pandemic. And you are just a wonderful gentleman for providing that wonderful occasion. I mean, the acts themselves, I'm sure, were delighted to be there, and the buzz must have been great on the night for all the acts themselves.
I would think so, yeah.
We had 13 acts out with Nate, and in fairness, everybody said it. The judges, Rob Heffernan, Pat Mulcahy, Marion Heffernan and Jamie Stanton, former Vice Valentine. They had an awful job.
They had a difficult job, hadn't they?
I'd say they did. And who came out as the winner? Not that they were all winners on the night, Mark, but who was...
Like, the talent was crazy. But look, Rebecca O'Reilly from Cork City was third. Ciara Hickley from Casamata was second. And a girl from West Cork, but now living in Mallow, Apalili, won it. Her mother was in Buck Fizz.
Oh,
wow, so there's plenty of talent there. But Mark, this is not a one-off event for yourself, because you have been involved in charity work down through the years for many a year. And not blowing your own trumpet, but I'm asking you anyway to say it, and we want to acknowledge it. Roughly how much money have you raised through your wonderful fundraising over the years, do you reckon?
Well, I was at the $500,000 mark Friday night, so it's
1,700
now at the moment.
Mark, well, a half a million question. Listeners, isn't that wonderful, really?
Thank you, me, because it's the people who support me.
But sure, if you weren't there to organise it, you couldn't give it, you know. I just want to ask a very stupid question, Mark. Why do they call you Fanta?
I have that since I was very young.
Okay.
You liked it a lot anyway.
Oh, you
Mark,
used to drink it, is it?
I'm sure.
Anyway, it suits you because you're all over the place doing things, and fair play to you and good luck to you.
But like, you must remember, like, it's the people that support me. But the work that goes into a talent show is, like, I was up there from that week. I would say, if you've got 2 hours of sleep every night, because you get up, just make sure to stage me. So that,
and there are things you don't hear about.
Each act had to perform their song to make sure the sound. So you have to, like, DK, two events were unbelievable. And you had to have a...
Well, fair play to you.
No matter who came to the show was able to see the show, no matter where they sit.
Fantastic,
John Dawson, sandblasting, he sponsored first prize. Like, the winner got 700, plus the Susan Hurley craft piece, what, another 300.
And that's all in, work behind the scenes, isn't it, really? To have prizes like that is all effort.
Oh, look, that's what I said, like, only for the people. Look, I actually don't think there was anyone in all East Cork, and all Cork said no to me for a gift.
Fair play to them.
Well, that's wonderful, Mark. And tell me, the work doesn't stop there, because no doubt you have other projects in mind for the rest of the year and early next year?
Yeah, look, there's a big project coming up there now, and a young boy, Casper, he's age 11, and unfortunately he has the big C, and he's 11. And he's started off hurling with Middleton. He's here since he was one, Polish little guy, and he's in trouble. And we're just going to, could I come up with something there? So I'm trying to set it up next week now.
Well, good for you.
Well, Mark, when you have it set up, you get on to Jerry and myself, and we'll have you back on straight away.
Perfect.
Can I just thank you for all the support before and after, and down through the last couple of years? You've been unbelievable.
Mark, it's our pleasure.
We couldn't do it without people like yourself.
You're
talk
just
about.
An inspiration, Mark, and
you
I hope you get a rest now yourself. And you're just to say, on behalf of all our listeners, well done to you, Mark.
And a thank you.
And a big thank you on behalf, I'm sure they've said it on the night, the Down Syndrome Association, raising 12,000 on the night, listeners. Fantastic.
Yes.
More to 13, as you were saying, Mark, and a half a million in his career to date. God bless you, Mark.
You're a dose.
The best. Thank you so much.
And thank you too, Mark, very much indeed. And the best of luck.
God bless. You're just so good. So that's Mark O'Sullivan, known as Fantad there, and had his big night the night after Paddy's night. 12,000, 13,000 for Down syndrome. No, that is inspirational. And a half a million in his career to date. Well done, Mark. God bless you. So we're going to play a little.